My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner. She is president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the nation. She joins us frequently to discuss some of the most pressing issues and important developments in the healthcare debate. Obscured largely by a lot of major news last week was the president's call for changes to the prescription drug industry and how that can mean lower prices for those of us who need prescription drugs. He talked about eliminating the middleman, or at least reducing their influence. So what does all this mean, and how is it all going to work? And Grace Marie, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, the president kind of laid out the framework. Secretary Azar, the Health and Human Services Secretary, added a little more context. But what exactly is at the crux of the president's idea here?
The president knows and made his commitment clear during the presidential campaign that prescription drug prices are a huge problem with the American people, and he is going to really make this a major administration effort to try to get prices down for consumers. He said, Secretary Azar, HHS Secretary Azar, said during his remarks at the Rose Garden on Friday, where they unveiled the plan, and I actually was there, Secretary Azar said that every conversation that he has with the president talking about health care issues begins and ends with a focus on prescription drug prices. And the background noise you hear here is I'm in an airport in Orlando after just having spoken to a group of physicians who tell me that their patients, they prescribe medications for their patients, and they can't afford to fill the prescription because of the cost and their co-payments. So clearly, this is an issue that is very personal. It's a big political issue, but mostly it's a big personal issue for millions, hundreds of millions of people.
Well, okay, so it's great that the president is concerned about this. He wants to make it a priority. How do we actually do it? Let's start with the idea of this middleman concept creating higher costs. Who is this middleman, and how do we get rid of them, or at least reduce their role in raising prices?
Well, you know, healthcare industry is a big industry, $3 trillion a year, and hospitals need large quantities of prescription drugs. There are big buyers like CVS and Walmart that are, you know, they buy in bulk. And so distributors called pharmacy benefit managers have set up their businesses to help provide not only distribution supply chain so that these institutions have their medicines, but also to try to negotiate big discounts for them. But they negotiate discounts, and there are questions about whether how much of that money the discounts are actually going back to the people making the purchases. And so the middlemen are, you know, you're always going to have middlemen in an economy that work between the manufacturer and the consumer. But I think the lack of transparency in this issue, in this industry, has become something of a problem and a concern that, you know, where is all that money going? Is that one of the reasons that people are facing such high costs? There also are other issues, Greg, like the lack of transparency at the pharmacist counter, where a doctor may have given you a prescription for medicine, and maybe it's a generic, and the pharmacist says that your insurance says that your copay is $40. But he knows that you could fill that same prescription at Walmart for $4. But he's not allowed to tell you that. All he's allowed to tell you is the copay that you are required to pay. So that gag rule is something that they're also looking at to really allow consumers to be better consumers and purchasing the drugs at a price that they can afford and that doesn't force them to pay an insurance rate that may be higher than the over-the-counter rate.
The main criticism I've heard so far of this approach, Grace Marie, is that the president is not unleashing Medicare to directly negotiate with drug companies, as a lot of people think is right. What do you make of that decision, and why?
You know, the left's approach always is, let's put price controls on drugs, and therefore we can get the cost down. That's what every government-run healthcare program in the country, in the world, does. It doesn't work. You wind up artificially suppressing prices temporarily, but you wind up with fewer new drugs. We're in a medicine chest for the world because we don't have price controls on the major sections of the market, like the Medicare market. And you look at the Medicare prescription drug program, Medicare Part D, its costs are 45% below what the government said the costs were going to be at this point when the program was created, when it started more than 10 years ago. Seniors' premiums are less now than they were 10 years ago, than the estimated price is half of what the premiums. That's because we have competition and consumer choice, real competition and real consumer choice, and people being able to get the best prices and have a lot of transparency in the system. That's the model, not European-style price controls that wind up killing their research-based pharmaceutical industry, taking away the drugs that we need to have continue to come out in the supply chain to treat new illnesses and to treat existing illnesses in a better way. We don't want to do that. And that's really, I think, the philosophy is let's figure out what we could do to make this industry work better. Price transparency, making sure that people are not getting a disproportionate share simply because that share can be hidden. Letting consumers have more price options. We need to make some legislative changes as well. They're trying to do what they can within the repertoire of administration regulatory tools. And I think there are a lot of options there. But Congress needs to tackle this as well to give people more choices and more options and more transparency.
One of the other things that I believe the president briefly addressed, but has certainly also been discussed at other times, is perhaps moving sooner in the process to generic versions of drugs currently under patent. Obviously, the money those drug makers can make with the release of these drugs in those initial years or how they fund research for future and better medication. So where can we draw the line most effectively here to protect the research but also alleviate some stress on the pocketbook?
Well, certainly getting generics to consumers faster, that's one of the reasons that almost 90% of all prescription fills today are with generic drugs. But the newer drugs that may have treatments that weren't available before often can be much more expensive. The balance of protecting the intellectual property rights of that developer that spent maybe $2.5 billion bringing that drug to market is important, but it's also important to them as well that people have access to those drugs. So those are legal issues about when does the patent end, when can somebody else access that medicine so they can make a generic copy of it. Those are all very complex questions, and a lot of people spend a lot of time on it. But yes, getting generics to the market faster is an important way to help consumers be able to get that $4 generic prescription rather than having a $40 or a $400 bill when they go to see the pharmacist.
Absolutely. Grace Marie, as we exit here, we'll let you catch your flight. But any other ideas you would highly encourage the administration to consider or even pursue?
Well, the administration actually has come up with a list of about 100 ideas. And I think this would be a great time for people to go to the HHS website, look up the just put in the search, you know, prescription drug prices, lower prices. Probably the White House actually has it on their site, too, at whitehouse.gov, hhs.gov, whitehouse.gov. They have ideas there, and they want feedback from the American people. Would this work for you? Here are some ideas. Let us know what you think. So this is a time for people to really have a say. They will listen, and they will make choices about other things that they will do. But obviously, they can't do everything all at once. They want to know what to prioritize. They want to hear from the American people. So go to those sites and have your say. Let them know what you think could help you in being able to better manage your prescription drug prices.
Grace Marie, we're always smarter after having talked to you. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks so much, Greg. Nice to talk with you.
Thank you. Grace Marie Turner is president of the Galen Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.